Okay, who are you and why are you here?
I'm Matt at Appleman Bicycles, and I'm here with the Donut Bike to show my work.
Well, the Donut Bike is a very interesting theme for a very meticulous type of bike.
Yeah, I wanted to do something different, something fun. I usually show my more serious kind of customer frames, so just wanted to do a little bit of art on top of the engineering.
Is this for you?
I wish. It will be soon. I'll be doing my bike soon when I get home.
Okay, cool. That's nice to hear. What's going to be new and different for you, for your bike? You know, the cobbler always wears the worst shoes, but, you know, what's nice about being a frame builder is you get to do the real geometries.
Yeah, I have really freaky geometry, so I have a really slack seat tube to help with some knee problems, but I mean, I'm just going to refinish an older frame that I have. I'm
just going to purdy it up.
Yeah, just give it a refresh.
So you go with a slacker seat angle for your own personal bikes, just for you. Is there anything, like, when you're laying out a bike that you typically like from a geometry point of view you don't think other people are doing, or you kind of falling in with others when it comes to that? Or what?
I mean, my theory is, I mean, I do whatever's best or most comfortable or most efficient for the rider. So sometimes that means a 71 degree C-tube angle, and sometimes it doesn't.
Are you the one working as the fitter there for that, or how are you determining that with the customer?
I do a lot of the fit. I do the full gamut for, you know, some customers are more comfortable getting a retool fit, and, you know,
they like
the
laser beams and moving levers,
laser leveled everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then some just say, you know, I just take down their arm, torso, leg length dimensions, their current bike dimensions, and what they like and hate about it.
Okay. You've been coming for a few years. I'm trying to remember when your first year was here. How far back is that?
So 2011.
That's when you started showing.
The Austin show. Yeah, uh-huh. I did two shows as a new builder, and I started my company in 2010.
Where did you come from prior to doing the bikes, and then what drove you to, you know, you make a very nice carbon bike. It's very tied together, straight-laced type of bike. Where did you come from that led you to go into that first show?
I'm straight-laced and a no-nonsense guy. I went to school for composite engineering. So I worked after college. I had a knee injury in college, which got me into the whole custom frame building, because I needed a custom frame.
Necessity was the mother of invention.
Yeah, so I either buy a custom frame or I build one, or buy the tooling to build one. So I did that while working as an engineer building wind turbine blades and aerospace materials.
So you really know what you're talking about when you're looking at bikes. You're not just the guy that got some, maybe some resin and some material and slapped it together, right?
Yeah. I've seen a lot more than most. So, I mean, there's two sides to every coin. You can teach yourself, which is most of what I've done, but you also see, you know, what other industries do.
Which, yeah, as an engineer, you have a proper academic understanding, but you also have a practical, true industry perspective of carbon construction, carbon composites.
I'm not necessarily the true engineering mind. I'm more of a diverse minded.
You know enough to build a bicycle.
Yeah, well, I always say that I know what I don't know. And most people building carbon frames, they don't know what they don't know. So I know, okay, I can go up to this level and I'm comfortable with that. But some people are just tearing through stuff and they don't know that what they're doing could be wrong.
Sure. So what you know that you're doing the right thing is just you're not going into unexplored territory without double, triple, quadruple checking.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Describe the challenges that you come across when you're building your bikes. I mean, I know you've been at it for a while. You've been doing your own carbon construction. Say, when you started out, what were you looking at in terms of building versus how has that grown?
Oh, it's been a fairly linear progression. So one big thing is I don't have a ton of machinery and tools that I've done. It's a lot of skill. So once I started refining my process, I got to a point where I started building frames within a certain amount of time in each other, and I started recognizing patterns. And once I got and started seeing those patterns, is then my build time and quality level could really drop, because I see, this angle of fiber in this joint lays this way, and I can predict that, and I can cut it a certain way to lay flatter or lay better, and that's kind of all in my head. I'm not relearning it every time.
So your experience means that you're adjusting three steps ahead for what you're going to need in
yes.
the future.
Yeah, exactly.
And then with this, it's like it's pattern making and cutting shapes, and you just kind of get to know, sort of like maybe a tailor or a seamstress would get to know how
you
to
know
lay
how
things out.
The fabric's going to hang, and you can predict that.
And you make little black dresses.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, that would be maybe that'll be next year's theme.
I'd like to see it. Just keep the model in the booth. Whoops, we had an award right across the way, I think. So I'm looking at some carbon stuff. I'm trying to solve a problem. I need a full suspension bike.
Personally?
Yeah. I have various problems. One of them is my bikes.
Yeah.
I've done what I can do with steel. And looking at your bikes, they look a little bit more approachable from my end. It looks like you're doing a prepreg layup over purchase tubes, or are you making your tubes too?
No, I purchased my tubes. So another guy that went through my engineering program owns a carbon fiber tube shop in Minnesota, where I'm from. So we work together. I do all the design work. So I choose the diameter, type of carbon, number of layers, angle of the fibers.
So they're custom tubes for you. They're made by somebody
they're
else.
Custom for me, yeah. So he does what he does well, making tubes, and I do what I do well, making frames.
Now, given that you're getting your own tubes, it doesn't look like you're going too far with multi-shapes and odd shapes.
No, I built with round tubes for about 5 years, and I have some basic analysis software, composite analysis, and it's really hard to beat a round tube. So mine are slightly ovalized.
Yes,
and
I noticed.
And
a
I
slight.
Was happy with that.
Cool. What are you having the most problem with now in terms of like designing or building bikes? Like, what's your big challenge or something that's really kind of kicking your ass?
Oh, my feet are kicking my ass right now.
Just standing around?
Yeah. I'm used to working more, standing less.
Well, it's tough. Trade show work.
On a more serious, I don't really know. I've been exploring, you know, doing some more advanced shape tubing and CAD. I'm a composite engineer. My downfall is more of the mechanical engineering side of things.
So you're working with spreadsheets, not with solid models mostly?
Right. Yeah, I don't do a lot of solid modeling for stuff. And sometimes that would be really advantageous.
Sure. I'm looking at a brake mount.
Strength.
Okay, cool. And are you doing well with the bike sales?
Yeah.
You're just keeping you busy? This is your thing?
Yeah, I do new frame builds and carbon fiber repair.
Uh-huh.
So and I typically have a backlog of both, so.
Cool, well, it's really nice to see your bike. It's a very cool custom, and I do like your bikes, too.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.